It's Current State on WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. Soon, a little piece of Detroit's history will join the marquees on Broadway. Motown the Musical will debut in New York in April. But if you can't make it to Broadway, you can find the story of Motown on display at the Motown Museum. WKAR Scott Pohl toured the museum with president and CEO of the Motown Museum, Alan Rawls. Rawls jokes that he was not always a behind-the-scenes guy.
I had a group, and we auditioned for Motown twice. And I tease Mickey Stevenson, who's the A&R director, that you guys never gave me a contract because they knew they could get me for free. So now I get to sit here every day and do what I enjoy more than anything else in the world. And I'm inspired by photographs like the one we're looking at right now with Berry Gordy, Howlin' Dozier Howlin' and the Supremes out on the front lawn, making music and love and in a professional sense. But that's the kind of thing that really inspires me, is all of the electricity that happened here during the 60s and continues to happen today.
I should point out to listeners that we haven't yet entered the museum. I've been mm-hmm. through the museum once before, several years ago. Mm-hmm. We are in the building next door to the museum.
Mm-hmm. This is also one of Motown's office buildings. I'm not sure who occupied this back during the 60s, but we actually owned seven houses along West Grand Boulevard on the south side of the street, as well as one across the street where artist development took place. So that's where they would have a rehearsal hall, and they'd work on singing and choreography and harmony. So this was a big complex. You know, I can't recall exactly how many employees we had, but several thousand. And so at some point we outgrew this space also and purchased a building on Woodward and the Fisher Freeway. So largest African-American corporation in the entire world while it was in existence. And we're very, very proud of it.
Part of what I loved about listening to CKLW mm-hmm. was back in those days, they would play your rock and roll songs mm-hmm. by the Rolling Stones and the mm-hmm. Beatles, and the next track might be Marvin Gaye
yep.
or
mm-hmm.
someone like that,
right.
and a huge Motown mm-hmm. presence.
Right.
And so a young fellow like me grew up uh-huh. with a love for both kinds of music
sure.
from
mm-hmm.
listening to CKLW.
Absolutely, yeah, and I did the same thing because of that, you know, crossover. You know, I might have not have been aware of the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or some of the other smaller groups like Hermit's Hermits or something like that. But then because of CKLW, and I mean, they were probably one of the first crossover stations where you would hear all good music all the time. And they were very, very instrumental in helping to break records for our Motown during the early days. I'm sure you remember a guy by the name of Robin Seymour. He had a radio show as well as a TV dance show. He was kind of the Dick Clark of Detroit. And he had a show, started out as Teen Town, then became Swingin' Time. And, I mean, that was a show that you rushed home to see every day, especially if somebody from Motown was going to be on there.
I know from time to time celebrities, as they come through Detroit, mm-hmm. will pay a visit to the museum. Perhaps the most famous in the last year or so was Paul McCartney stopping by.
That's right.
It's got to be hugely gratifying to know that Hitsville, USA still holds a place in the hearts of people like that.
Yeah, it is very gratifying. Yeah, just as an aside with Paul, I mean, he was so bowled over by what he experienced here that he actually offered to restore our Steinway piano. He did that and along with a fundraiser for us in New York City. And so we're very, very thankful to Paul and Mr. Gordy as well, because they jointly held that fundraiser for us. Kid Rock loves to come by this place. George Clinton was here around Thanksgiving, right? In fact, the day after he made his appearance at the Thanksgiving Day football game. And Chuck D from Public Enemy, as well as a lot of Motown alumni. They still stop by all the time. Otis Williams, I've seen him several times when he's in town. G.C. Cameron, some of you may know who he is. He was originally with one of the Spinners, and then had a stint as a Temptation as well. Duke from the Four Tops, you know, he's an all-time favorite. He stops by And then the ladies from the girl groups have been by as well. Martha is an all-time favorite. She comes by all the time. And we are always happy to invite our alumni, if you will, back again. You know, it's a homecoming for all of us.
That was Alan Rawls, president and CEO of the Motown Museum, guiding WKAR's Scott Pohl on a tour of the Motown Museum.